I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show.
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. Now, that's DreAllDay.com/audible. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. Winning is not something you do. Winning is someone who you are. And you are a winner because you are tuned into the show that teaches you the discipline of showing up day after day to do the work, the confidence of putting yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness of continuing to show up, doing the work, even when the success you expected has yet to arrive on time. On top of that, we throw a huge dose, a big, big batch of what we call personal initiative for you to go get it, go make it happen instead of waiting for it to happen. When we put all this together, we have Work on Your Game. This is the Work on Your Game podcast. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Congratulations on being here with me today. Today, we're talking business. We're talking money. We are talking selling. We're going to talk about selling here today because selling, if you didn't know already, maybe you've heard it before. Maybe you haven't thought about it too deeply, even though you heard about it. Everything we do in life is a sale, right? We got to sell ourselves on everything. We sell ourselves on getting up out of bed and going to work and the type of clothes that we're going to wear. We sell other people on hiring us for a job, being our friends, being in a relationship with us, being on our team or getting ourselves on a team to run a business. You got to sell your products and services. You got to sell your customers and your clients on coming back and remaining loyal to your business. We're making sales all day long. Everything we do is a sale. If you put on makeup in the morning on your face, that's a sale because you're putting the makeup on because you believe it's going to make you look better in some way, shape, or form, or maybe look less worse in some way. And that's going to make people like you. People will be attracted to you, maybe attracted to your energy, maybe attracted to your physical presence because you feel like it's going to make you look better. If you go to the gym and lift weights, or you go outside and you run, or you do anything to get your body in better shape, you're doing that for the purpose of selling because you want to look better. When you look good, you'll feel good. And when you feel good, it's easier to send out positive energy to other people. And you can sell them on agreeing to a contract terms. You can sell them on being your friend. You can sell them on letting you go in front of them in the line at the grocery store. Everything we do in life is some form of selling. And I think all of you have heard that before. If you didn't hear it from me, you heard it from someone else. Maybe you tell it to people all the time. The challenge, though, is I run into a lot of people, me being an entrepreneur myself, I run into a lot of people who are very averse to doing anything that involves actual selling. They don't want to sell, even though everyone knows. Everyone understands logically that all of our life is some form of sales going on all the time. There are people out there who just don't want to do anything that's selling. I hear people say things like, well, I don't want to be all salesy. I don't want to be a salesperson. I like when the opportunity comes to me, or I just have this situation where I'm going to make a certain amount of money, but I don't have to go out and sell all the time. I don't want to be all salesy. I don't want to be all in people's faces. I don't want to interrupt them while they're at work. I don't want to interrupt them while they're at home. I don't want to interrupt them while they're alive and breathing. I only made up that last one, but all of those other things that I've said, I've had people directly say this to me. I don't want to go sell because I don't want to have to fill in the blank. Whatever negative association they have with any form of sales, they don't want to do it. But at the same time, all life is a sale. So how does that even make sense? It's completely irrational. It does not make sense at all factually. But here's the thing. Human beings are irrational, and we don't need to make sense factually to believe something. Can we all agree to that? Have you ever just believed something and followed through taking action on something that was completely irrational and made no logical sense? If you had just laid it out, you could agree it made no logical sense, but you did it anyway. That doesn't mean there's anything wrong with you. It just means you're a human being. And what we're going to deal with here today is how you can sell. How can you sell your products? How can you sell your services? And I'm talking about actual selling here today. I'm not talking about selling your friend on remaining your friend, or selling a girl or a guy into being in a relationship with you, or getting yourself this would fall into the category of getting yourself a job. I'm not talking about any kind of sales in the figurative sense. We're talking literally selling, meaning you offer a product or a service to another person, and they, in exchange for that product or service, because they want it, they're going to give you money. That's the type of sales that we're talking about here today. How can you sell without that nasty feeling that some people get of being quote unquote salesy? How can you sell without feeling that salesiness? Now, me personally, just so you understand the perspective of the person who's giving you these points here today, I don't have this problem. I don't have this salesy problem. But I talk to people often who they talk to me and they say, well, see, you don't have a problem doing the salesy thing or being a salesperson or going out and selling. See, I don't like selling. And then they give me all these reasons that I just told you a couple minutes ago why they don't want to sell, even though selling would help them maybe get a better job, get a promotion at the company they're at, maybe get a job, period. It would help them get their business off the ground. It would help them make more money in their business, so they're not scrambling and figuring, all right, where am I going to get this next $200 from, or where I'm going to get this next $20,000 from. Selling would help these people, but for whatever reason, they feel like if they're selling too much, that they may be alienating people, bothering people, annoying people. And really, those are all good reasons, but the real reason is how they feel themselves, how they feel about themselves, and how they feel internally when they're doing these things. So that's what I want to help you get over here today. Because me personally, listen, I'll sell anything. I'll come directly to you and sell you something. I'll sell you a $5 product. I'll sell you a $500 product. I'll sell you a $5,000 product. I don't have a $50,000 product to sell yet, but I will. Maybe within the next 12 months, I'll get me a $50,000 product to sell, so I can start selling that too. Because how many $5 products I got to sell to get to $50,000? I could do it in just one hit. So that's a goal that I'm going to set for myself. But let's get into today's topic, which is how to sell without feeling salesy. Number one thing you do, if you're going to sell, since we're all selling, right? And we're talking about making money. So all you entrepreneurs out there, you solopreneurs, maybe you're a wantrepreneur, you have an idea, or maybe you have already created a product or you have a service that you want to offer, but you haven't actually offered it to anyone yet. The number one thing you got to do, and this is the way that you need to think about the selling that you're doing, because you are selling, is that you give people what they need, what they want and what they need, and understand that they'll pay for it. And that sounds maybe too simple to even be a point. I'm going to say it again. Give people what they want or what they need, and they'll be willing to pay for it. This is how we do things. This is how the economy works. People get what they want or what they need, and they're willing to pay for it. They will pay for it. Even if they complain about paying for it, even if they will prefer to get it for free, people will pay for the things that they want, and they will pay for the things that they need. So when you go out into the world and you're offering your product or your service, you got to approach with the mindset of, you're giving people what they want. If you're giving people what they want, then you're not inconveniencing them. See, if I want a bottle of Gatorade and you come and offer me a bottle of Gatorade, you're not inconveniencing me. You're not interrupting me. You're not annoying me. You're not bothering me. You're offering me something that I actually want. And if the price is right, then we will agree to consummate a business deal. I'll give you the money. You're going to give me the product. This is the way business works, people. So when you approach with the mindset of I'm offering you something that you actually need, then you're not going to feel like you're quote unquote selling them, or you're just trying to make money off of them, or you're just trying to get something out of them. You are giving them what they actually need. On this podcast, for example, you don't pay to listen to this podcast, but when I turn this microphone on and I start talking about whatever the topic happens to be that day, I am with the mindset at this exact moment. I'm in the mindset of I'm giving people something that they actually want. People want me to talk about this topic. People need to hear me talk about this topic. See, want means people usually will tell you the things that they want. Hey, could you talk about this? You talk about that. Sometimes people come to me and say, hey, could you talk about this or that? Or have you ever talked about this or that? Now I know that they want it. And there are other things that people just need. They may not express that they actually want somebody to come talk about it, but I know they need it. For example, the entrepreneurs I've spoken to who gave me those reasons / excuses as to why they don't want to do more selling of their own products and services, they need to hear what I'm talking about here today. They may not necessarily want it, because I'm going to basically take all their bullshit and throw it on the ground and stomp on it and tear it apart so that they have no more excuses, but they need it. Because if they don't get this, they're not going to be able to sell their products or services. They may not make enough money to keep their business going or just take care of themselves, their own basic needs. So they absolutely need this, even though they may not be thinking that they need it, or maybe not necessarily even want to hear it. Do you understand what I'm saying here? So your approach as a salesperson is not only giving people what they want, but seeing what they need. When you see people having the same problem over and over and over and over again, then you can create a product or a service or maybe even a piece of content like a podcast episode that addresses that problem that can help them out a little bit. And if they want to know more, they want to go a bit deeper, then there's something else you can offer them. Then there's something else you can offer them. And those things are going to cause more and more money the more intense that they want to get, or the bigger the problem it is that you're going to solve for them. This is the mindset that you approach with as the salesperson. You are giving people what they want, because they asked you for it. You're giving people what they need, because you see it's a problem that has not yet been addressed. And that problem doesn't necessarily have to be something that's doesn't have to be a basic linear problem. Like, okay, these people don't want to sell, so I should make something about how to not feel like you're selling. You could be solving a problem that people didn't even know they had. I mean, social media solved the problem of us wanting to share everything that we do with other people and be in other people's business who we never met before in our lives. It helped us solve that problem, even though we didn't know it was a problem until we got it. You understand that? So you're not selling them just with the mindset, oh, I'm going to make me some money, or I'm going to get something out of these people. And this way, you're approaching them as an advisor of sorts. You're an advisor. Okay. Your problem is you don't want to sell things. Okay. Why don't you want to sell things? Okay. You have this issue. Oh, you don't like to approach people, or you don't want to be annoying to people. Okay. Well, would you like some help with that? Let me advise you on how you can think of that differently. So you're becoming the advisor to the person, giving them the answer to the problems that they have. This is not something that you just came and told them they had it. They are expressing to you that they have it. Or you're the advisor / consultant is another word you can use there. Advisor and consultants are not, they are salespeople, but they're more than salespeople. And if you look into many industries like the insurance industry, the financial industry, many of the people who work in those industries who are actually selling every single day, that's what they call themselves, a financial advisor. You ever heard of that? A financial advisor? You ever watched a commercial with a lawyer who says, hey, you can get a free consultation over the phone, or you can come in and get a free consultation, or a doctor or a dentist who offers a free consultation? Why do they do that? It's because they're not only just trying to sell you something, because if they just want to sell you something, they just tell you, hey, here's what I offer. Hey, here's your yearly dental cleaning that I offer you is $69. They could just say that in a commercial, but what do they offer? They offer you a consultancy. They offer you a consultation, rather. As a consultant, why is that? It's because they're going to sit down with you. They're going to find out where you are, what you need, or at least what you think you need. They're going to determine what you actually need, because they're the expert. And then they're going to sell you whatever it is. They're going to sell you what that is. Now, if you take them up on an offer at a consultation, you are implicitly letting them know you want what they have to offer. You're following me, what I'm saying here? When you take them up on the offer, you are implicit. When you come to me, someone comes to me on Snapchat, for example, and asks me a question about, Dre, how can I be more confident? By asking that question, they're implicitly letting me know that they need help with building their confidence. Okay, maybe that's actually explicit. They're saying it. They need help with building their confidence. So I could tell them something. I could direct them to a video. I could tell them to listen to this podcast. I could show them the book, The Super You. I could show them my course, ASAP Confidence or Bulletproof Mindset. I could show them that, hey, I'm a consultant when it comes to confidence, and you could hire me to be your consultant for the next 6 months. There are a lot of things that I could offer them. But first of all, you got to be looking at things as an advisor or consultant. And this is what in many businesses, many industries, that's exactly what people call themselves. I'm the advisor. I'm the consultant. So you, salesperson who doesn't want to go out and sell your stuff, you're not just a salesperson. You are an advisor. People have problems. People have challenges. People have questions. You are going to help them by giving them advice and consulting with them. That means you work together with that person. They're under your care because you know more than they do to help them get the outcome that they want. That is your job as a business person. Point number two, today's topic again is how to sell without feeling salesy. Number two, and I touched on this a moment ago, when people ask you questions, when people come to you and ask a question, Dre, I want to play overseas, but I don't know where to begin. Dre, I want to be more confident in talking to girls. I want to be more confident in playing basketball, but for whatever reason, I don't feel like my confidence is high enough. When people are asking you questions, they are letting you know, they're letting you know very directly that you have something that they need. When a person asks you a question, you have something they need. Even if someone comes to you and says, hey, which way is 4th Street? You have something they need. You have the knowledge of the terrain. Well, at least they hope you have knowledge of the terrain, because if you don't, they'll go ask the next person. You have something that people need when they're asking you questions. And if you get asked a lot of questions all the time, like I get asked questions every single day on social media, or you find yourself being asked the same questions over and over and over again, listen, you have what people need. If you're getting asked the same questions over and over again in that specific area, whatever those questions happen to be about, whatever they center around, you have something that people need. And there are probably a bunch of other people who have the question who maybe they don't know who you are, so they haven't asked it. Maybe they do know who you are, they just haven't said anything yet. Maybe they're hoping that the answer will fall out of the sky and hit them on the head like Chicken Little. But you have something that people need when you're getting asked questions over and over again. So if you find yourself being asked questions all the time, understand you have something that people need. There's an offer somewhere in there. The more questions you're being asked, or the more often you're being asked questions, there's an offer somewhere in there. When I say offer, what I mean is there's something that you can offer to the public or to these people, this subset community, whoever they happen to be. There's something you can offer that people will exchange their money for. They are telling you straight up, as obviously as they can without actually saying it, that you have something they need when people are asking you questions. And when you have what people need, understand this, they'll pay for it. When you have what people need, they'll pay for it. Today, I was driving to Miami Beach, and I realized that I didn't have any gas. My gas tank was on the last little point. It was digital. It was like the last little point on the little digital scale. Wasn't any gas left. I needed some gas. Now, would I love to get gas for free? I would absolutely love if gas was free. But I didn't know of anywhere I could get some gas for free. But I did know that where there was a gas station, a Shell gas station, I stopped there and I put some gas in the car. I paid for the gas because I needed it. Not because I love paying for gas. Not because I'm just this big proponent of fuel driven vehicles. I don't even know that much about vehicles, but I'm not even that much into vehicles, period. I paid for the gas because I needed it. In order for me to get to where I was going in Miami Beach, in order for me to come back from where I was to get back home, I needed some gas in that car. And if I was going to drive the next day, the next day, the next day, eventually I'm going to need some gas before that car either shuts off on the road, in the middle of the road, because I don't have any gas, or it won't even start because I don't have any gas. So I need that gas. And I think from last that I heard, and I have a very rough understanding of this, gasoline in a car is what actually helps run the AC and the heating system too. And I like to use the heating system. I like heat, even though I live in Miami. I paid for it because I needed it. That's the point that I'm giving you. People will pay for what they need. I went to Whole Foods a couple days ago. Groceries, apples, bananas, organic spinach, potato chips, some organic candy pieces that I bought there. I paid for that stuff. Why? Because I wanted it. I needed some of it. I needed it, but a lot of it I wanted. All right? Food, clothing, shelter, we need, but I didn't need all the food that I bought. Some of it I just wanted and I paid for it. People will pay for what they need. When people are asking you questions, know what they're telling you, what they're willing to pay for. Number three, today's topic again is how to sell without feeling salesy. You cannot live by just answering people's questions, helping them, giving them everything they need and not charging for it. Because if you do that, you'll starve. Right? If you just help people, every time people have a question, you help them with this, help them with that. If all I did was this podcast, I didn't do anything else, I would starve. I wouldn't be able to put gas in my car because I wouldn't have any money to pay for the gas. I wouldn't even have a car. I wouldn't have anywhere to go because maybe a whole bunch of people would know me, but how am I even going to get there? I don't have any money. I'm not charging for my products or my services. You will starve if you are just helping people and not charging for it. Your business as an entrepreneur, your business as a salesperson, whatever term, whatever label you want to put on yourself, your business is to help people who need it and charge for it. That's your business. I was speaking to someone who's in the fitness industry. Maybe you call them a trainer or a consultant or a coach, whatever they want to call themselves. And what I was explaining to this person, you have to help people who need your help. You know that they need your help because look, you see someone, if you're a personal trainer and you see someone in the gym working out, listen, they need your help because you probably know more about working out than they do. Even if they go to the gym every day, they probably don't know as much as you do because you're a professional at it. You help people work out. That's what you do for a living. They don't help people work out. You could probably show them something that would help them even more. It is your job to help them. It's your job to go to them and say, hey, can I show you a few things? Or, hey, what is it you're trying to accomplish here? Do you want some help with that? I can help you out with that because I'm this person. I've done this. I work with this person. I work with that person. It is your responsibility to help people who need it. And if people come to you with a question, even better. Someone comes to you with a question like, hey, I'm having a challenge with this, or I don't know how to deal with that, or I don't know about this, or do you have any information about this? I don't know where to begin. Those people need things. People asking questions need stuff. Help the people who need it and then charge them for it. Now, it doesn't mean every single thing you do, you got to charge for. I'm not going to just all of a sudden start charging you $10 to listen to this podcast every day, but you can help people. The great thing about the world that we have today is that you can put stuff out for free and build an audience of people who are going to take whatever it is you're offering for free. But they're going to be a select percentage of people in that audience who want to go even deeper, who want to go further, who want more access to you and your knowledge. They want to learn more, maybe help them organize what you shared even better. And those people will pay. But you got to be, first of all, you got to be in the mindset of offering a solution. Second of all, you got to create whatever that solution is, whether it's a product, whether it's a service, whether it's access to you. You have to create that so you can actually sell it to those people. And the more that you are opening your mind to the fact that you're helping people in need, and when someone's asking a question, they are in need. When someone's doing something to help themselves, they're in need. Maybe they're taking care of the need themselves, and maybe they think they're taking care of the need, but they're not really. I used to work at LA Fitness. That was the last quote unquote regular job that I had. And working there, my job was to sell personal training to new members of the gym or old members of the gym. What we would do is go through the system of the people who were already members of the gym, whether they had just joined yesterday, they had been members for 10 years. We would call those people. And this is while I'm in the gym. I would call a person who has a membership at the gym. And I would say, hey, this is Dre. I don't remember the title that I had, but I was a training consultant. I wasn't actually a personal trainer. I wasn't doing personal training sessions, but I was a salesperson of personal training. I would call this person who's already a member. Hey, Miss Johnson, how would you like to get a free fitness assessment or something like that? Basically, we'll offer them a free personal training session that I would administer. People would accept it. I'll come in, get them this free personal training session, and like really kick their ass so they could really understand how little they know and how out of shape they actually are. So while they're sitting back in the chair at the desk and they're all out of breath and they're drinking water and they're sweating profusely and they're like, man, I haven't worked out like this in 15 years. Then you sell them something that you just made it very clear that they need. And when they bought it, I made money, and a personal trainer would administer the sessions. They would make money, and everybody lived happily ever after. I'm telling you all that to tell you this. It was my business to help those people who needed it. Now, if they didn't need personal training or they didn't want personal training, they didn't have to answer my call, or they could have just told me, hey, I'm not interested. I'm a member of the gym, but I'm not interested in this free training assessment. And I've joined a lot of gyms in my life. I've never taken the free personal training assessment because I wasn't interested. But the people who are interested, they'll take it. They will take it if they're interested. And here's the other thing, because sometimes people say, well, I don't want to annoy and bother people offering them something that they're not interested in. If you offer something for free and people take you up on it, they're interested. I want to repeat that. When you offer something for free and people take you up on it, They are interested. They are letting you know they're interested by taking it. I just illustrated to you how when someone's not interested, even if it's free, they're not going to take it. I've joined so many gyms. And when I join, I get the phone call that all of you all get from some personal trainer. Hey, I want to give you your free fitness assessment or your free personal training session. I'm like, yo, I don't want a free personal training session. I was just not interested. I knew I wasn't buying personal training from any gym. I knew I wasn't. So I didn't take it, even though it was free. The people who take it are some, there's something in them that is interested in having an expert, having a consultant or an advisor show them. A personal trainer is a consultant. All right, where I'm consulting you on getting your body into the shape that you want to get it into. There's something inside that person who took me up on that free offer that is interested in having an expert show them how they can get into their best shape. So as soon as someone accepts what you offer for free, so all of you who don't want to feel all salesy, how about you offer something for free? Offer something for free. Put something free on your website. Go do a podcast that comes out every day. It's free. If you got people listening to your podcast every day or watching your YouTube videos or following your Instagram story or whatever else it is out that you can put out there for free, or downloading your PDF or whatever it happens to be, those people are signaling to you that they're interested in some way. Doesn't necessarily mean they're going to buy, but they're interested. So now you have a green light. It is wide open for you to make your offer, whatever your offer happens to be. Hey, I wrote this book. Hey, I have this online course. Hey, if you want to get coaching from me, it's green light. You have a big flashing green light that says you can make offers to these people as much as you want because they have signaled to you that they are interested. That's the great thing about the internet as we know it now. You can put out so much stuff for free. People can let you know, hey, I'm interested in being sold by you on whatever it is you have to offer, rather than you just throwing it out there to people who may be completely indifferent to your product or service or even your topic, whatever it is you're talking about. So it is your business, and we're here on point number three. It is your business to help people who need help and charge for it. In the book The Go-Giver by Bob Berg, and I always forget the other author's name, but in the book The Go-Giver, it's one of my favorite books. If I was to redo my top 15 books episodes, which are episodes number 60, 69, and 143, if you haven't heard those, you can hear them at dreallday.com/podcast. Go-Giver would be in the top 15. It wasn't when I did the originals because I hadn't read it at that point, but it would be if I had to redo that list. Maybe one day I will redo it after I get some more books under my belt that would reshape that top 10 slash top and the top 15. But anyway, in this book, The Go-Giver, one of the points that is emphasized in the book is that you must give more in value than you take in payment. Give more in value than you take in payment. And if you're doing that, think about this, all you people who are adverse to selling. You don't want to sell. You don't want to be salesy. You don't want to be all in people's faces. If you are giving people more than what you're actually taking in payment, would you feel uncomfortable selling? If you knew that you were giving people more than what you were actually receiving from them, would you feel uncomfortable selling to those people? I would venture to guess probably not. I wouldn't feel uncomfortable selling to somebody if I know I'm giving them more than I'm actually charging them. I don't have a problem. One of the reasons that I don't have a problem selling it who I am now today, and I'm recording this in 2017, into 2017, I don't have a problem selling to people because I know I give 1,000 times more value than what I actually charge. There's no amount of money you could actually pay me. Well, there is, but most people who buy anything from me are not paying anywhere close to the amount of value that I give in exchange for what they pay for. I mean, how much value do I give on this podcast every single day? I don't charge a dime for it. I know that when I go and sell something, I'm telling you that to tell you that when I go and actually sell something that does cost money, I don't have any holdups or feelings of guilt about selling. Some people just feel guilty about selling. I don't have any feelings of guilt about selling, about raising a price, about having a high price of someone having sticker shock. I don't have any problems with that because I understand the amount of value that I give. So you have to have a full, complete understanding. First of all, as I said, I'll go over that at the first point that I talked about, the mindset. I'll go over that when we recap this episode. But you have to have a full understanding of the value that you're giving. What is it that you're actually offering people? Why do they need it? And what do they get out of it? You should have answers to those questions. You must have answers to those questions if you plan on selling effectively. What is it you're giving people? Why is it valuable? And what are the results they're going to get? When you know that, when you have full conviction of the answers to those questions, you don't have a problem offering your offer, whatever it is, for any amount of money, for whatever amount of money you want to charge for it, because you know what it's worth and you know what they're going to get compared to how much they're paying. They're winning every time. It's a win-win situation. You get the money, they get more than they pay for, and they'll come back over and over again when they know it's a win-win situation. How many of you shop at the same grocery store over and over and over again? Almost all of us. Usually we don't just sample different grocery stores. We usually go to the same store or same stores over and over again. Why is that? Because we know what we're getting in value in exchange for what we paid. If we ever felt like we were getting jerked out of our money, I paid more than what I actually got in value, we probably don't go back to that place. We maybe leave them a negative review, maybe send them a nasty tweet, let them know that we didn't appreciate how it went. But we probably don't go back to any type of business, any form of business where we are receiving less than what we pay. If you are going back to a business over and over and over again, they are living this exact principle that the go-giver states, which is give more in value than you take. Because if they weren't, you wouldn't keep going back. Point number four, today's topic is how to sell without feeling salesy in your life and your business, period. And we're talking about actual selling for money. Number four, people buy stuff every damn day. All right, what have you bought in the last 72 hours? We all buy things. I bought groceries. I bought gas. What else did I buy? I paid for some SaaS services online, that's software as a service, for those of you who don't know. SoundCloud, for example, is software as a service. Google Suite is software as a service. Paying for software that you use as a service. Hosting of a website is a service. SSL certificate, software as a service. I paid for those things over the last 72 hours. What have you paid for? You can name things, right? What have you paid for over the last year? We pay for things. People buy stuff every damn day. Is this true? Of course it is. Look at you. Look at the stuff that you're using right now, the stuff you're wearing, the vessel that you are being transported in, whether that's a car, a train, an airplane, a bus, the clothing that you're wearing, the food that you're eating, the device that you're listening to this on. Everything around you was purchased at some point. We buy stuff all the time. Our lives revolve around things that we pay for. Is this true or is it not? Of course, it's 100% true. So you need to be honest about selling and people will respect it. As a salesperson, be honest about selling. If you're a personal trainer and you walk into a building and say, hey, I want to offer my personal training services for hire for the people who live in this building, or I call you and say, hey, I'm offering you a free fitness assessment and there's a possibility we could get you a personal training package after that session is over, but we want to see how it goes with this and what exactly you need. Be honest and upfront with people about the fact that you're selling. Okay, listen, I'm going to offer you something that's going to cost money. Tell them up front. And here's the thing. People who have money and they're looking to buy, they're actually interested, they're going to say, okay, go ahead. I want to hear what it is. I might buy. They're interested. If someone's not interested, they'll tell you, I'm not interested. That's not for me. I'm not looking for that. I'm not in the market for whatever it is you're offering. I'm not in a position to get what you're selling right now. But the people who are interested, they're going to say, okay, go ahead. Tell me what it is. I might buy it. The more upfront and honest you are is going to save you a whole lot of time and energy, so you're not pitching to people who aren't even interested in what you're selling. And when you are upfront and honest about the fact that you're selling, the people who you're selling to will respect you that much more. They will respect the fact that you're not afraid to let them know that you're selling. Now you're in a position of power. Now they respect you as a salesperson, and they're not going to have a problem with your price because they know you're professional about your selling techniques. So listen, I'm letting you know right now, I'm going to offer you something that's going to cost you money. This is going to be a big investment, this one right here. Let me tell you what it is that I'm offering. Or hey, this is a $10 book, but let me tell you what's in it and why it's worth 1,000 times the $10 that I'm asking you for the book. Be upfront with the fact that you're selling when you're selling. Those of you who don't want to feel salesy, usually when people say that, and I can't say what I think they're thinking, but I believe when people say they don't want to be salesy is because they don't want to feel like they're kind of tricking people or they're kind of baiting and switching people, start talking about it, then at the last minute let them know that it costs money, that it's not actually free. You ever had somebody do that? I don't like when people do that. You don't like when people do that. You don't like when you do it, so just stop doing it. Be upfront that you're selling. Don't try to hide what you're doing. Let them know, hey, this is going to cost money. This is what it is. This is what I do. I'm for hire. I get paid to do this. So let them know. You can say that in the conversation. They'll understand, okay, this person gets paid for what they do. If they're not interested, they'll tell you they're not interested. And if they are, they're going to keep listening. You keep talking and you sell your product or your service. Let's recap today's topic, which is how to sell in life without feeling all salesy, quote unquote. Number one, When you're giving people what they need, they'll pay for it. It's as simple as that. So you must approach people, approach your life period, your work at least, with the mindset of that you're giving people what they want and what they need. You're not selling them anything just to make yourself money. You are, but the point is you're giving them what they want. When you give people what they want, they will exchange money for it, period. There's nothing that you can do to stop that. Number two, when people ask you questions, they're letting you know that you have something they need. When you get asked a lot of questions or you get asked the same questions over and over again, that's a way of telling you that you have what people need. And when you have what people need, they'll pay for it, like I just said. Number three, you cannot live by just helping people and not charging for it, because you'll starve. You won't have food, clothing, and shelter. It is your business to help people who need help and charge money for it. As long as you're giving them more value than you are taking in payment, they will keep coming back and you'll continue to make money. And number four, people buy stuff every day. Look around at your life. Look at what you have that is touching your physical person right now. All of it was paid for. You didn't get any of it. None of it just fell out the sky completely for free. Even if you didn't pay for it, somebody paid for it. The point is, people buy stuff every damn day. So be honest and upfront about the fact that you're selling. People will respect you as a salesperson. They'll respect you as an expert, because only experts are willing to be upfront. Listen, I am willing to advise you, but my advice costs money. I respect the person who lets me know that. The person who's giving it away for free, maybe it ain't that great in certain instances, in certain industries, in certain situations. You understand what I'm saying? There's nuance there. But be honest and upfront about the fact that you're selling. People will respect it. Don't try to hide what you're doing. Don't try to quietly drop it at the end and it's actually going to cost money. Be upfront about that, because a lot of people are insecure talking about money, whether they're making it or they're spending it. The more upfront you are, the more confident you appear, the more people will respect you as an expert. And when people know you're an expert, they'll pay you, because experts don't do things for free. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.